Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The quarterback carousel I keep telling you about spins off its axis if Aaron Rodgers removes the linchpin.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
If I come back, then what would be the contract? How much funny money is in there?
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. Still to come, author and host Bear Grylls. Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show on the air on this Friday, final Friday of February. I said it again. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Chris Brockman, Mike Del Tufo in their spots. TJ Jefferson, good to see you for hour number two. Micah Parsons is going to be on this show in hour number three. Don't you dare move. This is going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, head coach Mike McDaniel, the Miami Dolphins, joined us in hour number one. And, yeah, he talked about how Waddle can be a very special player, and he's going to put him in a very unique position to succeed in his offense that he's going to bring, yes, from San Francisco, but his own template. Bottom line is, look for Waddle to do a heck of a lot more than what we've seen him do so far. Like, he's going to have a coach that's going to just come up with all sorts of ideas. How exciting that must be for Dolphins fans, is you've got somebody with a bunch of ideas coming in, and it's a totally outside of the box type thinking hire. And for him to come in after the way that the previous coach departed certainly helps. There's no two ways about it. Certainly while the front office and management and ownership deals with whatever they were doing and has been accused of doing and all of that. And Mike McDaniel has such a bright future, and he's a funny, entertaining guy, and I have a feeling that that's going to translate to the Dolphins product on the field. That's the way I just kind of get that feeling. And he swears he's going to pull off this trifecta that I've been waiting 18 years for a head coach to do. 19 now, coming up. With the NFL Network, I've been always waiting for a head coach to say, "Rich, I accept the challenge." The challenge is to take my three favorite coaching cliches and use it in the same press conference. And he says he's going to use it in the same answer at the combine at his next press conference. I was thinking like he'll just like wait, and I was like, "Yeah, no problem, Rich, I'll do it." And then he said, "No, I'm going to do it next time out at the combine, and I want you there and high five me when I'm done with the answer."
He said mid-press
conference.
As soon as he drops them, you sprint up. High five.
Right.
My man, walk out.
Sit down. Can't wait.
Legendary.
Gonna happen.
It's gonna be epic.
Gonna happen because I'm going to be. When he said that, I'm like, I don't think I can be there. Certainly, if it was gonna be on Monday or Tuesday of next week, I'm here for those days. After Tuesday's show, I fly out. Ryan Leaf sits in Wednesday, Thursday for Combine Week. Susie and Kara Henderson Sneed sit in on Friday. And on Wednesday, I will be able to be there. I've got nothing to do. dude.
Nothing?
No. Except I prepare.
Well, you're lead pipe welding, so you're always prepared.
No, I know that, but honestly, I don't know the names of all 300 prospects and their stories. So, when you're staring at the same research book and you're Googling and you're doing, back in the day, it was the old LexisNexis search of the archive. Yeah, dude. Like, that's usually what it was old back in the day in the beginning of the combine.
What kind of booked you get for that, Rich?
I think it's normally I come and I drop it on the desk.
That's right. Yes,
and you hear this big, huge thud.
It's thick
binder.
And again, I know this is so dating. It's phone book type thick, like New York City phone book.
Speaking
thick.
Of which, can you forward me that?
What?
The Combine research packet.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to peruse.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
No, Rich, all you're doing is adding to this problem that he has. It's somehow he's going to turn this into gambling. And, you know, I want to look out for him.
Wow.
I don't know how.
By the way,
you know,
I know. Look, I am the first to jump on Chris Brockman's degenerate behavior.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, and highlight
with
it.
Good reason.
But that I don't think that I truly believe.
You really can't you bet can't, on the no, you can't. You can't bet on the combine.
Rich, he will find a way. This guy has called me up in the middle and told me some weird prop bets. He's going to find a way.
Are there sites that say who's going to have the highest vertical and fastest 40?
Stand by. I know we can bet on your 40.
I know that.
Yeah.
Just hold on. Let me take a look.
I know that.
He's taking a look. He already knows.
There totally is.
I'm getting ready for tonight's NBA action, guys. Come on.
But you can't take the information of what this research packet has.
Look, man,
and monetize it through, you know, some app like that. You can't.
Mo Chris Brockman Green.
You can't. It's just draft. You can only bet on the draft.
It would be the dumbest thing of imaginable.
By the way,
too.
Evan Neal is your favorite right now for first overall pick.
Bet on the draft, definitely.
I guess what the Jaguars are going to have to protect Trevor Lawrence.
I think the Bengals That's made the that
apparent,
kind of
obvious
parent thing. Yeah.
So go ahead and just get somebody to protect your quarterback.
Yeah, Rich and Chris.
That leaves the Lions open to whichever pass rusher they want.
Aiden Hutchinson, baby, let's go,
guys. I was thinking about this yesterday, just randomly, because I was looking at I think Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft and saw who the Jags picked, and I looked and I said that makes sense. You know, last year with the Bengals, talked about should they draft the lineman, should they draft Chase? They drafted Chase. Do you think the Bengals, had they drafted the lineman, would still have made it to the Super Bowl?
No.
No. Chase is an absolute reason as to why they made the Super Bowl.
That's kind of what I was thinking, but
it's amazing. It's an excellent point that you bring up here. Is that
I'm trying to make up for the bad point I had earlier.
It's an interesting, it's fascinating because it was, without a doubt, when the Bengals made the playoffs and won the division, it was, without question, they made the right decision taking Jamar Chase. Look at what he did. He was the offensive rookie of the year. He gave the offense a whole different gear. He would be running away from defenses in games that were crucial to winning the division against the Ravens. He torched the Ravens and helped Burrow torch the Ravens to the tune of, 525 yards passing in that Week 15 win that put them on the precipice of clinching the division, which they did the next week against the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Or that was a Week 16 win that led to the Week 17, and then Week 18, Burrow and everyone rested, and they made the playoffs. And then you saw Chase perform very well in the playoffs. He broke all of Chris Collinsworth's records, and the concept was, you know, he was a crucial part of getting the Bengals to the Super Bowl, despite Burrow being beaten up. 9 sacks against Tennessee. And that Burrow and McPherson and their ice in the veins and the legs and the arms was the reason why they were there. And then now the whole idea after they made the Super Bowl and lost in it with Chase open at the end of the game, and Burrow couldn't get to him because Donald was sacking him, brings to mind that cartoon meme that we brought up leading up to the draft that we saw. Somebody was saying the Bengals' choice in the draft, and it's Burrow throwing to his receiver because the guy
as a lineman
they drafted was blocking for him. Mm-hmm. He's upright. And then the other one was Burrow sacked
with the receiver open.
Yeah. And that was the meme. And Burrow sacked with the receiver open, and Chase was the final play of the Bengals' offensive season. It's what happened. It happened in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. It didn't happen like weeks 4, 6, 10, 12, 14, 18. That led them to have another lost season. with their recovered from knee surgery quarterback. But it's kind of wild that they had both, right? That they had Chase, they had Burrow to chase. And I think for years to come, that is going to be a dynamic combination, because it was dynamic when Burrow had trouble being protected to hit that line hard during the offseason.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they maybe, made it this far without an offensive line. Imagine when they kind of do what the Chiefs did and load up
right
to protect their guy, Burrow, this offseason in the draft.
Which is why I'm buying
by the Bengals
the
next
Bengals
year?
For a long time, even though, yeah. You know, who is that? Trent Dilfer said, I don't like their bigs.
That was confusing.
I don't like their bigs at all. And, you know, I'm looking at what the Bengals have for cap space coming up, and they're fourth on the list. You know, his number one is the guy we just hung up with, $60 million in free agency.
Yeah, Dolphins are going
to
be players.
They have the most cap space to spend. Jaguars are second. Chargers third. Bengals fourth, Jets fifth. That's your top five in cap space. Bengals can go out and tell whoever's the best offensive lineman, free agent,
go.
You want to block for Joe Burrow, and then picking 31st overall, they can get themselves a terrific offensive lineman, I'm sure.
Yep.
By the way, I just said the words, the Bengals choosing 31st overall.
Yeah.
That's what I just said, those words.
Crazy.
So
30 picks higher than
it's
them.
Kind of funny that meme, right? That meme that we were talking about.
Yeah.
About, of course, you have to draft Penei Sewell, because that's what it was, right? It was like receiver X was open because Burrow was being blocked, protected by Sewell, yep. And the other choice was Chase. Was Burrow on
Let's
his
see if
butt?
I can find that.
Burrow on his butt, and the wide receiver open was Chase. And that was the last play of the Super Bowl.
Bananas.
But the key words of the sentence was of the Super Bowl. Right. And the reason why those key words exist is because Chase was drafted.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. It's really nuts.
It really is.
Yeah, it's really nuts.
All right, you know what we'll do is we'll take a break here. We'll get to Bear Grylls. And then on the back end of Bear Grylls, we'll do What's More Likely. We'll get to TJ's big-ass grab bag in hour number three after Micah Parsons rolls through on The Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Don't go anywhere. Back with Bear Grylls on The Rich Eisen Show. But first, Mercedes-Benz wants to ask you, when was the last time you seriously considered your dream? It's been a while, I bet. And I'm sure you're sitting there wherever you are nodding your head. It's been a while. And I say it's time for you to realize it's time for your dream to get back together with you. Think about it. You could live the van life in a totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could tour around the country. You could go visit all your friends and your family. You can make sure that you reconnect with nature if that's what you want to do. Or more importantly, maybe for you and your life, start your own business. It's really whatever you've dreamt up. And it's a Mercedes-Benz van that we're talking about. You can expect safety features that are innovative, like crosswind assist and blind spot assist. Expect amazing performance and reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, and an available gas engine. It runs like a dream. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them your dream sent you. Maybe that's how Bear Grylls gets to the wild. He hops in a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store, and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on our terrestrial radio partners, along with Sirius XM, Channel 85, Odyssey, and NBC Sports on Peacock. I had never spoken to this man, and I Zoomed with him the other day, and he was an absolute delight. Here's my chat with the one, the only Bear Grylls. Very few people who write a book can get Roger Federer and Julia Roberts to give their 2 cents as to why you should buy the book, but Bear Grylls is not like many people on planet Earth. His new book, Never Give Up, My Life in the Wild, is available where all books are sold. Bear Grylls here on The Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Rich. Nice to be with you. Yeah, thanks for having me along.
You got it. So let's get right into it. How does one become an adventurer in life? How does one get to be what you're doing?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think, first of all, I think adventure is a state of mind, actually. You know, I think it's in all of us, isn't it? I think for me as a young boy, you know, it was the only thing I was ever any good at, is the honest answer. You know, I wasn't a kind of brilliant superstar or anything like that at school. But I loved to go out and climb with my late dad. He'd been a Marine and loved all of that sort of thing. And I was brought up on a little island off the south coast of England. And we'd always kind of making little rafts and climbing up the cliffs and stuff. And I think of somebody that said to me age 7 that I could have a job that involved, you know, getting muddy and falling off stuff, I would have thought heaven. So, you know, I feel I look back now on a lifetime of adventure. I think it started at a young age, but, really, in those early days, I just wanted to be, I think, close to my dad. You know, my way of doing that was we'd go and climb and have these adventures together. But, you know, it's been a great privilege. It's been a road that I never really planned beyond knowing that I wanted to try and follow my heart, try and follow what I really loved, what I was okay at in life. And like I said, I think I've been very lucky. I stand on the shoulders of many giants, is the truth.
So, is it true you came from a family of cricketers? Like there's a bunch of history in your family of playing cricket. Did you not go in that direction and were attempt to go in that direction?
No, they were all much more. They were all much more talented than me.
Yeah,
I was a black sheep. You know, I couldn't do much apart from as a kid. I was always a kid that could climb the highest building at school or the highest tree and, you know, where I lived and stuff. But which really, when you're a kid, isn't much of a skill. You know, it doesn't hold a lot of currency when you're a kid. But I loved it, you know, and I've always tried. My dad used to say to me as a kid, just, you know, try and follow what you really love and be resilient and get knocked back and keep smiling, get back up, have a never give up spirit and try and be kind to people along the way. And that sort of thing meant much more, I think, to my parents for me growing up than just kind of, you know, following the more conventional path. And I look back and I'm so grateful for that in many ways. You know, I'm a dad now to 3 teenagers.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as you know, it's what we want our children to be able to kind of be resilient and to follow what they love and to try and be kind along the way. That really is life in a nutshell, I think.
So who's the first Bear Grylls to come across you and say, we need to get you on television? Who's the first person to say, let's put you on mass media or bring you to the people?
Yeah, well, the truth is I was a very reluctant person to do that in the early days, you know. And when I say about standing on the shoulders of giants in my life, I really mean that, you know, from early days, from whether it was my dad teaching me to climb or whether it was the person that first gave me that break in TV, but I remember it so well. You know, I was just leaving the military. I'd got back from Everest where I'd written a book on a climb I did up there where we had a whole bunch of things go wrong and people lost their lives, but eventually two of us reached the top and I'd written a book on that. I just got married as well, young, starting out in life. And a TV producer read the book and he said, well, I know your background with the military, where my job was teaching a lot of the combat survival as part of the British Special Forces. And he said, well, why don't we do a show where we drop you in the middle of nowhere and you show us how to get out of there? And I was like, really kind of, I thought, I don't know TV. It wasn't my thing. I was kind of just leading the expeditions and climbing and giving presentations on it and scratching a few pennies here and there and starting out, you know?
Right.
But TV, I said, I'm not a TV presenter. I wouldn't know how to do that. And I remember I said no three times to them. And he kept saying, this guy, Rob McIver, genius man, still a friend. And he said, we don't want a TV presenter. We just want you to do your stuff. We're going to follow. And you tell us what's going on. And my wife, who's smarter than me, she said, why don't you just try it? You know, why don't you try it? Nothing to lose. And we went and we shot a pilot. And they put it out late at night with no marketing. And the timing was good and it just flew. And that was the first episode of Man vs. Wild. And that opened the door to everything else. So I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. Yes. Yeah.
So then when did you come up with the idea, or who came up with the idea? Let's add a celebrity element to it. Let's put you out in the wild. Let's do Running Wild, where you're going to start having a whole host of people from across the sports or pop culture or political landscape. How did you come across that one? Bear Grylls. I love the idea.
Well, we did.
It's successful.
We did seven seasons of Man versus Wild, which is kind of one lone man against the elements doing, you know, with our great crew, you know. And I think one of the things I'm most proud of on our TV kind of arsenal of shows is that we have that same crew from the beginning, still best friends to this day. I love that. Very proud of that. But after seven seasons, we got approached by our first ever Running Wild guest, which was Will Ferrell. And he said, I'd love you just to take me on an adventure. And we end up filming it, but it was part of Man versus Wild. It was kind of Men versus Wild, I think they called it. And again, that kind of flew. And it was just at a time where I was finishing with Discovery Channel, taking kind of step to NBC, which was my first on network show. And we said, why don't we just make a whole series of this? We'll call it Running Wild. I'll take along some other people. We got great guests, you know, quickly, you know, we in the next one was Jake Gyllenhaal, I think. And, you know, I think because we started really at the top, we've just always been really lucky and just had amazing people. And I always think the wild is a real star of the show. You know, it allows people to be honest and to open up. My job is to keep them alive, keep it fun, not kind of break people too much and give them a great experience. And, you know, the magic of Running Wild really is we bring new audiences every time, new fans, new guests, new stars. And we're just kicking off season eight now of Running Wild. And like I said, it's been a true privilege in my life, something I never take for granted. It's a position of real trust with these stars.
But usually,
I truly love it.
Usually here in Los Angeles, folks like your guests, the most they do is something called glamping. You know, but that's pretty much their version of wild is going glamorous camping called glamping. I'm sure you might have heard of that. But what was Will Ferrell like in the wild for your first Men versus Wild? What was that?
Well, I think he would have been dreaming of some glamping.
Yes, I bet.
I know about that. That's a genius, great way of doing it. But Will Ferrell definitely didn't get that version. And actually, I think one of the errors we made in the early days of Running Wild is we filmed for way too long. We got for days and days, and we were in the Arctic in the wintertime, crazy low temperatures. And poor guy was almost broken by it. And still to this day, if I see him, he would go, oh my God, Bear, what? That was the hardest thing. And we've kind of learned to, you don't need to go to such crazy extremes of temperatures anymore. Make it simple, make it shorter, make it empowering and fun. But I think Will had one of the hardest ones we've ever done.
Oh, wow.
And it's a miracle anyone ever signed up after it. And it's why I'm so grateful to those early shows and the faith that those early stars put in me before the show is established, really.
Well, for a colleague of mine, Bear Grylls, for quite a while at NFL Network was Deion Sanders. And I know he went into the wild with you. What was Prime like there? Was he well suited for the wild in any way, shape, or form, Bear?
Prime time was truly unsuited to the wild. And I think he would say that by his own admission.
Yes,
I love that man. And we had so much fun. And still to this day, you know, I mean, somebody sent me an interview he did recently where, you know, some people were kind of ribbing him and about that trip and, you know, going, Prime, you were amazing, you were brilliant, but you were crazy. And he suddenly gets very serious. He goes, that was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. And again, I think, you know, we pushed him pretty hard, maybe a little too hard in retrospect. But the problem with the Prime Time one is that I took him up this kind of mesa in Utah and, you know, blank wall, 1,000-foot climb, you know, poor guy, you know, he gets pretty bad vertigo as well. But the problem is once you get onto these wall climbs, there's no out, you know. And I think what I've learned over many seasons of running wild is you always got to have an exit. You always got to be able to adjust the journey if people are really struggling with something. There was no adjusting or getting out of that one. So we were on this thing for hours and hours and hours. But do you know what? He never gave up. He has such a fun kind of, you know, adventure spirit. Even though he has none of those adventure skills or experience, he's got an adventure spirit. He laughed at himself. He cried with himself. He was just brilliant. And I love him and admire him so much for it. So
me too. Me too. Hero. He's one of my favorite people. So out of the sports stars that you have had in your midst, in your care, Drew Brees, Shaquille O'Neal, Roger Federer, who wrote a very nice accolade for you on the back of your new book, Never Give Up, My Life in the Wild, Where All Books Are Acquired. Which one was well suited for the adventurer lifestyle? Hmm. Which one do you think was well suited?
Well, I think Drew Brees is amazing, isn't he? You know, and such a sort of cool cat, calm under pressure. I think to be in that position, that role that he does, you need to be calm under pressure. And actually that kind of ability to think calm in the storm when it's all happening fast is a key trait of a survivor. He was amazing to take. We were in the jungle, hard journey with him. A great friend, we've kept in touch, and lovely family man, and a true hero. And, you know, again, somebody who really has that resilient spirit, but smart. You know, he leads with his head, which is so key to survival. But I love that one. The Roger Federer one was a privilege for me because I'm a huge tennis fan. Love that. Wanted to do a journey like this with Roger for many years, and
did
eventually
he sweat
got to do
there?
It.
Did he actually sweat? Because I've never seen that. He didn't have his headband with him. I've never
Not
seen him
beat.
Break a sweat. Did he break a sweat with you? Did that happen?
No. I mean, it didn't help the fact we were minus 20 in the snowy mountains, but he got very cold. I do remember he got very cold. I used it to my advantage because I thought all I want to do one time in my life is I don't want to play tennis with Roger because it's just not going to, you know, I'm not going to be able to hold my own there. But ping pong, table tennis I could do, you know. So and I remember packing this little, I'll write about this, but I packed this little table tennis thing in the backpack and take it up the mountain. And we eventually get to the top and it's deep snow. Roger's going, but I can no longer feel my hand, a lot of shaking. And, you know, he's looking for help. I'm looking. This is my time for the match. You know, I whip this thing out. Here we go, ready to go. And he goes, what, now? And I go, now, first 11, this is it. He's going, okay. And then I go straight in. He goes, no warm-up? I go, you got to be kidding. We're 3-love up. Here we go. But I remember, I think we got like 9-all. And he started to get his eye and hand in. His blood came back. And then there was only ever going to be one winner. He beat me 11-9 then. But What a fun guy. And I remember we put that one on the show to kind of Wimbledon graphics with all the scoreboards.
Yes.
You know, he gave a commentary on it afterwards. But, you know, what a cool guy. What a cool cat. He didn't sweat. Great heart. True family man. And, you know, again, with so many of these guests on Running Wild, you get to know the real person. You know, it's sure. Not like a sort of 3 minutes on a chat show where, you know, almost becomes, you know, as you know, where your podcast is lovely and different and more in depth. But I think on the TV stuff, it becomes a performance often for people. And, you know, Running Wild's great. Like your podcast, you have time to get to know someone, and it's is slower, and that's the magic, I think.
So before I let you go, why the book? Why now? What led you to want to add this to everything else that you've done and written about in your life?
Ben? Well, it's so many of the stories I get asked about all day by so many people, you know, behind the scenes on Man vs. Wild. What was it really like? What's the worst you've ever eaten? The closest you've come to dying? What's it really like running wild with Obama whilst he's in office, or with Prime Minister Modi of India? And so many stories. And I think for my kids, I really wanted them to know those. I also wanted them to know the struggles behind the things that, you know, I think our families grow up and see the good stuff. They see the successes. But for me, my book was only ever going to be called one thing, which was Never Give Up, because it's been through the door so many failures, you know, and that really is the truth. I think behind all the things that have worked out, there have been 100 disasters, and you've got to get back on your feet and be resilient. And I think it's one of the most important messages for all of us to share at this time when so many young people are facing battles and struggles, is that, do you know what? I've never met a strong person who's had an easy past. You know, that past, the struggles, the battles are what really make us. And I wanted to share those with people who kind of like myself, but also for me, with my kids especially. So I'm proud of it. I've written every word. I'm grateful for you for kind of, you know, sharing it. But I hope people enjoy it.
Well, I'm grateful for you coming on. I literally could ask all those questions of you, but people will just have to read it in the book. And I appreciate the time right here. I'd love to meet you in person one day, but that's the extent of it. I'm not really much of an adventurer. I like sitting on a set, climate controlled, craft services. You know, that's the sort of type of broadcast I'm used to. But maybe, you know, just maybe if there is a slot, you know, I'll join you at some point in time.
I love it. I'm in. And you could argue that you're smarter than me. That's the difference. And,
you know what?
I've looked and followed your stuff for a long time, and I would say you definitely have an adventure spirit. State of mind, as we said at the beginning.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much for the time here, Bear. Bear Grylls, Never Give Up, My Life in the Wild, Where All Books Are Acquired, right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Just a delight talking to him. A delight. He's so nice talking about how he's a fan of this show, even though he probably, I mean, you think he was just being nice, right?
No, he's seen us for sure.
Man's in the Wild. When is he watching the Rich Eisen show? You
guys, we're international. We have callers from South Korea.
The only stream he knows is you know, an actual body of water.
Literal stream.
What you can drink out of.
It's to drink out of to prevent from dying.
Don't let dehydration ruin your vacation. That's what I say.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. So we can now drop the whole idea of surprising TJ that Micah Parsons is here in person.
Yeah.
Well, so TJ, we this was also a test to see if you read emails around here. We all were like, okay, do we just keep it from TJ and get him surprised that he because we did this for Aikman.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
It did work.
No, it didn't work.
You're just too cool for school. That's all. TJ Jefferson's too cool for school. And then we're like, let's just surprise that Micah Parsons comes out here. He's part of Pizza Hut. He's bringing food.
Well, one thing that would have given away was the open of the show when they said coming up in the third hour, Micah Parsons. That was just one thing that maybe gave it away.
No, it could have been on the phone.
Could have been on the phone. It's the language we say all the time.
Yeah,
that's true. But I knew. I mean, come on.
Because you read an email. You actually read the emails.
I read all of them. Well, I don't read all of them.
That's true.
That's not true.
Yeah, he texted me yesterday afternoon, like, Micah's coming in? I was like, we're trying to keep it.
You should have told me that. Then I would have just not tried to keep this whole thing going for the first hour and a half.
That's pretty funny.
I can pretend like I don't know. I'm good at that. What, who's coming in?
But apparently he's here. He's here with some pizzas, and he's here, thankfully, with a regular cheese, because the spicy, I don't do spicy.
What?
I don't do spicy.
You have mentioned
like,
that.
Honestly, spicy sauce?
Here's two things. I don't know which show I would be...
Worse at?
Yeah. Or I would last...
Don't say worse.
I would last fastest, or least... Or I wouldn't last as long in, okay?
All right.
That YouTube show, apparently...
Oh, with the wings?
I've been invited to go on that.
Oh, yeah, that's where this brought up. Rich. You said you turned it down.
I did.
Oh,
Rich,
what?
Everybody... Like I told you, everybody does that show.
But that's the whole point.
But I couldn't... But the whole point is they keep going through. I wouldn't last. Like, literally, I'd have to leave the set.
You just have a glass of milk nearby? Yeah. And
you take
a bite? No, God, no.
What? And then you puke.
Why do I want to go on a show puking?
Boot and rally. That's what we do. Look, Scarlett.
Boot and rally. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like one of those places where you do you go shopping for I guess toothpaste in London.
Boot rally.
I need to go to the boot and rally.
I'm just saying. I just got done watching Scarlett Johansson's episode of that, and she was.
Oh, I saw Shaq. I've seen it. It's a very fun show.
Yeah.
Or Running Wild. Me and Bear Grylls in the wild.
So the question is, which one would you last the least amount?
Yeah, I'd be out quickest.
I'd say probably the wings.
It would be the wings one. Yeah. It'd be terrible. I couldn't do it.
Because you're like, a 40-yard dasher, right?
I sprint.
You're a sprinter, so yes. You know you can handle yourself for a little bit. But if you're saying you can't handle the heat of a hot wing, that's off the bat.
And I see they get worse. They get worse as it goes on.
Oh, yeah. Ghost pepper, all that crazy.
Please forget. Yeah. Why would I do that?
I agree with you, though, Rich.
It's a popular show, and you want to be seen.
It's very popular.
Yeah. That's why you do it.
Spell my name right?
Call him back, say yes.
Zach, publicist to the stars, has been pushing me for a very long time.
Yeah, don't do it for you. Do it for us.
I'm going to text Zach right now.
Yeah. Do it for us.
For you,
yeah.
Then where does one get wings?
And
where does one get a new esophagus after that?
I'm sure on the dark web you can get anything. Dark web.
There you go. I'm texting Zach. By the way, speaking of web,
there's another quarterback who has removed his team name from his bio on social media. Yes, folks. Uh-oh. It's happened again.
Oh, no.
Can we guess?
That's next on this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. And what's more likely? And Micah Parsons in person.
Oh, buddy.
It's Micah Person.
Thank you for that.
Mike in person. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
We just had a caller, Joe in Toronto, who says he's listened to every show we've ever done, which is very terrific and very appreciated. Nice. Yeah. Says that we should take a page out of Troy Aikman's suggestion and rename or create an award for named after Tom Brady for best quarterback in the league.
Here's the problem with that, Rich.
You can't name the MVP award after him because he doesn't have the most MVPs.
Exactly. So the award that eventually should be named after Tom Brady is Super Bowl MVP because he has the most. He has 5. The Tom Brady Award should be the Super Bowl MVP.
He's got 5 of those.
He's got the most.
That is the Tom Brady Award.
Far and away,
name the Super Bowl MVP award after Tom Brady.
Eventually, you don't have to do it now, obviously, but down the line.
Well, we got to make sure that he's really done playing before we do that.
Exactly. Yeah, he has to be done. He's done.
And the first winner of that award, oddly enough, is Lily Tomlin. It's very strange. Very strange. Right now, do you think Tom's going through scripts with Lily right now? Like running scenes with Sally? Never told Sally I loved her.
Great story.
You know? is he running lines with Rita Moreno right now? Is that what he's doing? Tom Brady?
I think he's with Howard Fine right now studying his craft.
Yeah. I'll tell you what Tom's doing. He's probably with Alex Guerrero. He's probably getting some throws in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
What's Tom some avocados.
Should we do a daily segment, what's Tom up to right now?
In. It would be the same thing every day.
That's weird. It's weird.
Can we FaceTime Tom Brady?
Don't you think it would be weird? It'd be weird.
We don't have FaceTime. I think it'd be weird. We don't have his information.
Hey, everybody.
Oh.
Hey, everybody.
Hello there.
Let's look to Twitter. We keep looking at the ground to see who's pissed off as a quarterback. Here's a new segment. Who's now pissed off at quarterback in the NFL because somebody removed their team name from their social media account? We look to the tweets. We look to the Twitter. The Twitter machine. At Dange Russ Wilson.
Scrubbed.
Do you see the word Seattle anywhere there? No, he's a professional athlete.
Oh, goodness.
And we're not geotagging him to Seattle. He's global.
Oh, goodness.
Worldwide. Mr. Uh-oh. Worldwide.
Uh-oh.
The reason why I know this is because he's trending right now.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
He's a professional athlete.
Uh-oh.
Call me a professional host. Lead pipe. Should I change my NFL Network
Stop
handle
you, do it
or
right
Rich
now.
Eisen Show yes. to lead pipe wielding professional?
Yes.
That's what I am.
That's what you are.
Where's your geotag? It's not LA anymore.
I don't think I geotag.
Make it global.
I should know this.
We are. Look,
maybe like Dubai.
Remember when the guy called from South Korea and we got guys in, I think, Poland?
I'm Culver City and El Segundo, California.
That's not a big enough reach.
I need to change Culver City. NFL Network's not in Culver City.
Yeah, that's true. You're Inglewood. Always up to no good right now.
Inglewood. I need to do that.
Yeah, you got to change that.
Or do I just take out Culver City entirely and let people wonder what's up with Rich?
Global. Change it to global.
Global?
Yeah. Global.
But I'm not global. I'm not. I'm
Why?
Going.
What do you
I'm
mean? Not,
I'm,
Rich, back in the
dude,
day,
I'm going, I'm going to Indianapolis.
We would
next
do
week.
International shout outs back in the day. We Rich, are global.
Rich, we have callers from overseas calling
My man,
in.
Joe just That's called global. From Toronto.
Edit Rich. Profile.
Rich.
We had a guy from Poland
I just
call.
Put behind a soundboard. You need to put behind a
mic.
Or behind
global.
A mic.
Global.
Exactly. Don't put the city. Because you're all over.
Well, if I remove Inglewood, will people say, is Rich's contracts out with NFL Network?
Well, that's what we're hoping to get a story going. Sure.
I don't want a story going.
Well, Rich, look how this might work for you. Because
leave that
if
for
some,
Andrew Marchand.
Chris, if the bigwigs think that Rich might leave, it could add to them maybe
should
putting
I do
some
that
extra
to see
zeros.
If, should I do that just to see if Marchand catches up?
They might want to renegotiate your contract, Rich.
Awful
give you some more scratch.
Later today.
There it Rich is. Crush. I just changed it to Inglewood.
Holler.
Okay.
What's up with that, Russ? Wilson.
Oh. Didn't we already go through this with Russ, though?
Yeah, we did.
Well, that was before he, I don't want to trade. But here are the teams I'd like to be traded
no,
to.
No, he never said that. His representatives reportedly said that per source.
Wow.
Per source.
Where'd they get the teams from?
They got very specific mentions. That was in The Athletic last year, right? Remember that?
What was it? Saints, Bears, who else? There was four.
Pretty much every place that the Seahawks would never consider trading him to.
Global.
Oh, and so I mean, look.
But there's no go Hawks.
Look,
there's nothing.
Look, man, where is he going to try and force his way out of? Because that would be the only way out. He's not. He'd have to force it. And remember that last year, I was saying it sure looks like this run is over. It sure feels that way. But Pete's not going anywhere. And he's got a long-term contract, and the last thing that he's doing right now is wanting to start from scratch. So there's that. So the team doesn't want it, and the team has his contract, and what's he going to do? Start changing his Twitter geotag. That's what he's doing. Okay, let's keep an eye on that. Who else can do it? What's Aaron Rodgers? What's his Twitter handle?
Stand
what's
by.
It say right now?
Stand by.
Now, he said, you told me Pat said something today on his show?
Oh, yeah. During, so, going you know, up Diana, against our show Diana here? Talked to us yesterday, you know, that threw out that 50 number, Rich, that $50 million
yeah,
per
Diana
year.
Yeah, Diana Rossini said that here, right?
Highest paid player in the league by far. Pat McAfee started his show today, said he lobbed an old text to Aaron Rodgers, said that's categorically false.
Categorically false.
And Aaron's geotag is Titletown USA.
It is. And his link is Packers.com, and his avatar is him holding his bare foot up.
By the way, and the and the banner is him when he got all shook with the with the Bitcoin eyes.
Yeah, with the Bitcoin eyes, just like Brady.
I like to call those Homelander
okay.
eyes.
Okay, no. Very good. So that's the update on Rodgers. Rodgers has not changed any. What about his Twitter? What about his Instagram?
Well, I was gonna check Brady real quick.
I'll check his IG.
There we go.
Brady is family and football. So
we're literally doing this right now.
Still, the link though is Brady's page for TB12 and the Brady brand.
Right. And the link on Roger's Instagram is still the North Valley Community Foundation.
Yep.
Okay.
.org.
.org.
All right, who else? What other quarterbacks?
I don't know who else is out there. Who
Jimmy
else
can
do
G,
it?
Let's see. Jimmy G.
Jimmy G's not on anything, right?
He's got Twitter, doesn't really tweet.
Let's be honest though. We need to go further up the flow chart here.
All right, who else?
Hey, Garoppolo's got Instagram and 1.3.
We need to go further
million.
Up the flow chart here.
All right, who we got?
I don't know. Why would Russ do that? Unless he's done it in the past and somebody just noticed it. I don't know. Oh, you know, if Matt Nagy had social media, you know what he would do right now? By the way, we've blown off what's more likely. I'm so sorry.
It's good. We'll get to it.
Okay. You know, Matt Nagy would change his geotag to Kansas City. Remember, he was talking to us about how with Justin Fields, he had a front row seat for Patrick Mahomes his first year.
Yep.
In the league, and how he would like to replicate that for Justin Fields, and you know, that didn't happen. Well, part of the reason why it didn't happen is part of the reason why he would change his geotag back to Kansas City. He now has a front row seat for the latest and next Patrick Mahomes season. He's been hired back by the Chiefs as a senior offensive assistant
and quarterbacks coach.
So Matt Nagy's back in Kansas City. And that's good for him. Nice spot to land.
Same with Eric Bieniemy. Didn't he re-up yesterday, correct?
Oh, did he really re-up yesterday? That's good. Glad to hear that.
And for the Chiefs,
that's truly one of the greatest mysteries why this guy does not have a head coaching job.
Yeah, I saw stats. Like, over the last like it's four insane. Seasons, they're first in every major offensive
crazy
category.
Talk. Crazy, crazy, crazy talk. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon right here. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
How are you, sir?
Good. I grew up down in Eureka, which is a couple hours north of Reading when you were KRCR.
Oh, yes, indeed. Beautiful spot. I've been there.
Yeah, so I'm working at a seafood restaurant,
mm-hmm.
and then the owner comes in and says, hey, we got a special guest coming in tonight.
And who is that?
I'm 18, 19 years old. This is 81, 82. And here comes Lily Tom walking in with her guest. They put her in the back corner. They go out, say, this is a chef you're going to meet with today. He's going to cook your meal. And here is Lily Tom, a comedian, and she goes, to me, I'm 18, 19 years old.
Yes.
Right off the top of my head, she goes, what do you think I should eat? What do you think is the best thing to eat? I said, the restaurant right across the street. Man, did I get in trouble. Now, you got to remember, I'm 19 years old. This is right off the top of my head. I'm thinking, man, what am I going to say? And I go, the restaurant right across the street. And I got back in the kitchen, and the owners just ripped me a new one.
Did she laugh?
It sounds like.
She just tore up, laughed, heard her guest that was with her just fell on the floor laughing because they thought that was funny.
It's hilarious.
And I had two owners that took me in the back room, and man, I just about lost my job. But I told you, you know what, Rich?
Yeah.
That one line was worth it.
sometimes, you know what?
It's a good one.
You got to do it for the comedy. And I think Lily Tomlin appreciated that. I think she's probably. That's probably.
One shot, Rich, and sometimes you just got
to
go for it.
There you go. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. Jeff in Oregon.
I like that.
It's like Fast Times at Eureka High. Fast Times at Eureka High. Suddenly he was driving a car in a pirate costume.
Right.
You know, lamenting pulling up next to
the hot girl.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Are you ready to meet Micah Parsons?
Yes.
You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Because, I mean, you know, I stay ready, so I don't have to get ready. You have the Penn State Cowboys connection.
Pennsylvania.
This is it.
Harrisburg and Altoona. Let's get together.
This is it. This is great.
I feel like me and Micah will probably be best friends after this.
Well, you're going to be.
Micah and I were born in the same hospital.
Whoa. That is true.
You want to also know what's crazy? The day that Mike McDaniel said he realized that he was a run game coordinator for the first time. He remembers the exact day. That was the day Cooper was born. That's when I became a father for the second time.
Look at all the connections.
There's no real connections. It's just weird dates that just make some sort of connection.
Unbelievable.
All right, so Micah Parsons is about to come out here, the defensive rookie of the year.
I mean,
unanimous.
Unanimous. I mean, he's got all the votes, Rich.
Grown-ass man.
Every
about
one of
to
them.
Join this studio to raise the level of grown-ass manhood.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, you're so psyched. That's coming up next. TJ's Big Ass Grab Bag and What's More Likely also still to come. Don't go anywhere.